అజాయమానః బహుధా విజాయతే సే ద వేదస్ బహూని మే వ్యతీతాని జన్మాని సేస్ గీతాచార్య శ్రీకృష్ణ. అండ్ లాస్ట్లీ నమ్మాళ్వార్ ఆల్సో మెన్షన్స్ దీస్ యాస్ పిరప్పిల్ పల్భిరవి పెరుమాన్ షణ్మం పలఫల చేయుదు. ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ కోడ్స్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దట్ ద ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమన్ నారాయణ ఆర్ కౌంట్లెస్. అజాయమానః బహుధా విజాయతే, హీ ఈజ్ బోర్న్ మెనీ టైమ్స్ బట్ యట్ అజాయమానః, వన్ హూ ఇస్ బర్త్లెస్. భగవాన్ ఇస్ బర్త్లెస్ బట్ టేక్స్ బర్త్స్ అండ్ ఇన్కార్నేట్స్ ఫర్ మెనీ టైమ్స్. బహూని మే వ్యతీతాని జన్మాని, ఇన్ ద ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత కృష్ణ క్లారిఫైస్ టు అర్జున, బహూని మే వ్యతీతాని జన్మాని, మే జన్మాని మై బర్త్స్, బహూని వ్యతీతాని మెనీ హ్యావ్ పాస్డ్. సో ఇట్స్ నాట్ వన్స్ ఆర్ ట్వైస్ ఆర్ ఫర్ 10 టైమ్స్ భగవాన్ ఇస్ బోర్న్, హీ ఈస్ బోర్న్ ఫర్ మెనీ టైమ్స్. బట్ స్టిల్ టు ఫెసిలిటేట్ ఈజీ యాక్సెసిబిలిటీ, టు మేక్ హిమ్ ఈజీలీ కాంప్రహెన్సబుల్, ద రిషీస్ ఆళ్వాస్ అండ్ పూర్వాచార్యస్ దే రెస్ట్రిక్టెడ్ ఇట్ టు 10 ఇన్ నంబర్. And we call Bhagavan's incarnations as Dashavatara. Avatara means incarnation. Dasha Avatara, 10 incarnations. So out of the countless incarnations, the rishis chose the more important 10 and collectively they were revered as Dashavatara. So have Alvars also sung about Dashavataram. Let me quote one song of Thirumangai Alvar. He lists all these 10. Meenodu, Aamai, Kazhal, Ari, Kuralai, Munnumiramanai, Thanai, Pinnumiramanai, Thamodharanai, Karkiyumanan. This is in order of the birth. Meenodu, that's for Matsyavatara. Bhagavan incarnates as a fish, a large fish. Aamai, the next incarnation as a tortoise. Keral, the incarnation as the big boar, Varahavatara. So Matsya, Kurma, Varaha. Matsyavatara is the fish, Kurmavatara, the tortoise. The third one, the big boar, Varahavatara. The fourth avatara is Sri Nrisimhavatara. There is a shift, there is a change between the earlier three avataras and this man-lion form. Nara is for man. Simha means a lion. So the man-lion combination is the fourth avatara. Above the neck, Bhagavan had the form of a lion. And beneath the neck, he was a human being. As it was a blend of both man and lion, he was known as Narasimha. This is the fourth avatara. The fifth one, Vamana avatara, the dwarf Deva avatara. He was a Deva by birth as he was born as the last youngest brother of Indra. As we all know, Indra is the head of Devatas. Vamana Murti was born as the youngest brother of Indra. So he was Deva by birth. But he was so short, he was a dwarf. Vamana is a short avatara, not in duration. Of course, even though in duration, Vamana avatara was quite short in his form. That was the fifth. All these five first avataras took place in Krita Yuga. We know about the four yugas, Krita, Treta, Dwapara and Kali. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha and Vamanavatara, These five happened in the first Yuga, Krita Yuga. Then, the Yuga changed to Treta Yuga. In Treta Yuga, two important avatars, Parashurama and Shri Rama. Parashurama was known as Bhargava Rama too. Rama popularly was known as Dasharatha Rama, but Parashurama, who was before Rama, was known as Bhargava Rama. He was called Parashurama as he had an axe as his weapon in his hand. Parashu is for an axe. Parashurama, Rama who held the axe in his hand, so he was Parashurama. Next was Rama, Sri Ramachandra, the son of Dasharatha and Kausalya. Rama was also known as Raghava, Kakutstha, and more importantly in Tamil as Chakravarti Tirumagan. Bhagavan was known as the Tirumagan, the son of Chakravarti Dasharatha. So Rama was Dasharatha Rama. Next was Balarama and Sri Krishna, when the Yugam also switched to be the third. After the Treta Yuga, it was Dwapara Yuga, the third Yuga. In Dwapara Yuga, Bhagavan incarnated as Balarama and Sri Krishna. Balarama was also known as Sankarshana. His name coined by his parents were Sankarshana, but he was very, very mighty. He was very powerful. So he was known as Balarama. Bala standing for power, Balarama, the one who was born after Ramachandra, was the powerful Balarama. The younger brother of Balarama was Sri Krishna, the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. So these two avatarams happened in Dwapara Yuga. Now we are in Kali Yuga. We are yet to see any avataram till date. We are in the 5110th year after the beginning of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga totally has 4,320,000 years. It has 432,000 years. We have passed only 5,110 years. The last avataram which is yet to happen is called as Kalki Avatara, where Bhagavan incarnates to change all that is wicked, all that is bad in Kali Yuga to Krita Yuga. So this Kali Yuga transforms to be Krita Yuga by the grace of Kalki Avatara, who would incarnate, it seems, in a place called Shambhala Grama, to a noble person, Vishnu Yashas. So Kalki Avatara is yet to happen. That might happen at the end of the Kali Yuga, which is almost another 400,000 years away. So we have now listed Dashavatara. We are here to talk about the glory of Dashavataram, and more so the significance. What do they convey for us? What is that we get to know from this Dashavataram? So again, if I repeat the Pasharam of Tirumangi Alvar, Meenodu, Aamai, Kazhal, Ari, Kuralai, Munnumiramanai, Thanai, Pinnumiramanai, Thamodhanai, Karkiyumanan, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, Vamana, Parashurama, Sri Rama, Balarama, Sri Krishna, Kalki. So these are the 10 avatarams. Now, why avataram first of all? Why should Bhagavan incarnate? Bhagavan's avataram is one of the 5 forms of Sriman Narayana. Narayana enjoys 5 forms. The first one is Sri Vaikunthanatha, known as Pararupa, and there he is in the Nitya Vibhuti. He is accessible only to Muktatmas and Nityatmas, the liberated and the ever liberated souls. We have no opportunity to go and have darshan there. So he descends. He reaches the ocean of milk. That's the second form of Sriman Narayana. He is known there as Kshirabdinatha or Vyuha form. First one was the Para form. Second is the Vyuha form. Vyuha means dividing, division. Bhagavan himself, he divides himself into 4 as Vyuha Vasudeva, Sankarshana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. So in the ocean of milk, Bhagavan is found with 4 forms. These are sub-forms of the main form, Vyuha. So first one was Pararupa, and he is found in a seated posture in Sri Vaikuntha. The second was Vyuha. He is found in a reclining posture in the ocean of milk in Kshirabdi. The third form is Vibhava. ఆల్ దోస్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ ఇన్ విభవావతార ఆర్ ద ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్. మీనోడు, ఆమై, కడల్, మత్స్య, కూర్మ, వరాహ, ఆల్ దిస్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్ ఆర్ విభవ. ద ఫోర్త్ ఫార్మ్ ఇస్ అంతర్యామిత్వం. దట్ ఇస్ హీ ఇస్ ఫౌండ్ పర్మియేటింగ్ ఇన్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్. హీ ఇస్ ఫౌండ్ ఇన్ టు ఎవ్రీ అదర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. హీ ఇస్ ఫౌండ్ ఇన్సైడ్ ది ఆత్మన్, ఇన్సైడ్ ఎవ్రీ సెల్, ఇన్సైడ్ ఎవ్రీ మాలిక్యూల్, వేర్ అండ్ వాట్ నాట్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ కవర్డ్ బై హిమ్. హీ ఇస్ ఫౌండ్ పెర్మియేటెడ్ ఇన్ టు ఆల్. సో దట్ ఈస్ అంతర్యామిత్వం, ద ఫోర్త్ ఫార్మ్. ద లాస్ట్ ఫార్మ్ ఈస్ ద డైటీ ఫార్మ్, నోన్ అస్ అర్చావతార. అర్చ ఈస్ ద డైటీ ఫార్మ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ టెంపుల్. వెన్ వీ గో టు అ టెంపుల్ వీ ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు సీ భగవాన్ ఇన్ అ డైటీ ఫార్మ్, అండ్ దిస్ ఫార్మ్ ఇస్ అవైలబుల్ టు ఆల్, టు ఎనీ డే అండ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్, బికాస్ ఆల్ ద అదర్ ఫార్మ్ ఫోర్ ఫార్మ్స్ హ్యావ్ దిస్ డిసడ్వాంటేజ్. If I want to go and have darshan of Krishna today, I cannot. Kshirabdinatha today, I cannot. Vaikunthanatha today, not today. Maybe some other day, but not today. So these all have some disadvantages. Instead, if I can have go darshan today, it will be at Sri Rangam, it will be at Tirupati, at Tirukkudandai, at Tirukkannapuram, at Tirunagai, Sirar Tiruvengadame Tirukkovalure, Madulkachi Urahame Perahame, Pera Marudiruttan Vellaraye Vekkave, பேராலி தன்கால் நரையூர் திருப்புலியூர் ஆராமம் சூழ்ந்த வரங்கம் பாரோர் புகழும் வதரி வடமதுரை. த லிஸ்ட் இஸ் எண்ட்லெஸ். இட் இஸ் சோ மெனி திவ்யதேசன்ஸ் வேர் பகவான் இஸ் ஃபாண்ட் ஆஃப் அண்ட் ஹி ரிமைன்ஸ் தேர் ஃபார் எவர் டு பிளஸ் ஆல் இஸ் டிவோட்டிஸ். சோ பரரூப, வியூகரூப, விபவரூப, அந்தர்யாமித்வ அண்ட் அர்ச்சாரூப. தீஸ் ஆர் த ஃபைவ் க்ளோரியஸ் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீமன் நாராயணா. விண்மீதிருப்பாய், மலமேல் நிற்பாய், கடல் சேர்ப்பாய், மண்மீதுழல்வாய், இவற்றுள் எங்கும் மறைந்து உறைவாய். ஆழ்வார் ஜஸ்ட் லிஸ்டன். விண்மீதிருப்பாய் பரரூப, கடல் சேர்ப்பாய் வியூகரூப, விண்மீது மலமேல் நிற்பாய் அர்ச்சாரூப, மண்மீது உழல்வாய் விபவரூப, இவற்றுள் எங்கும் மறைந்து உறைவாய் அந்தர்யாமித்வ. சோ ஆழ்வார் ஈவன் எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் அஸ் ஃபார் அஸ் டு ஈஸிலி ரிமெம்பர் ஆல் த ஃபைவ் ஃபார்ம்ஸ். கல்லும் கனகடலும் வைகுந்த வானாடும். வைகுந்த வானாடு இஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஃபார்ம். கனை கடல், தி ஓஷன் ஆஃப் மில்க், இஸ் த செகண்ட் ஃபார்ம். அண்ட் கல், பகவான் இஸ் ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஆன் அ ஸ்டோன் ஆன் த செவன் ஹில்ஸ் இன் திருவேங்கடம் இன் திருப்பதி, விச் இஸ் த ரெப்ரசன்டேஷன் ஆஃப் ஆல் த அர்ச்சா ஃபார்ம்ஸ். சோ வி ஹவ் டெல்ட் வித் த ஃபைவ் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் நவ். Out of this five, we are now going to discuss about the Vibhava form, about the Dashavatara. Why Dashavatara? Why Avatara? Why only Dashavatara? And what is the significance of Dashavatara in our lifetime? Let me explain to you first. We need to classify the Avatarams first of all. And this classification will clarify many of our doubts. First, Avataras are classified into primary and secondary avataras. As I told you earlier, let's not restrict it to Dashavataram alone. They are many in number. In fact, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukacharya lists almost 25. And after explaining all the 25, he says, I have just tried to list some. There may be many more. I am not aware of them. So, what is available to us today is 25. Even the 25 got shrunk. And Aalvars have sung more about the 10 avatarams, which are known as Dashavatarams. Why avatara? Avataram, avatarati in Sanskrit means to descend. Avatarati, if I climb down from a tree, vrikshat avatarati, I am climbing down from a tree. So Bhagavan is now avatarati, he is climbing down from Srivaikuntha to this material world. Shilakkayesha తవహంత దయైక సుంధో క్షుద్రే పృథక్ జనపదే జగదండ మధ్యే క్షోదీయ సోపి జనస్ కృతే కృతిత్వం అత్రావతీర్య నను లోచన గోచరోభూ. పురేష స్వామి కురత్తాళ్వాన్ ఇన్ ఇస్ అతిమానుషస్తవం హీస్ మూవ్డ్ నోయింగ్ ద ఆట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద అవతారంస్. శీలక్కయేష తవహంత దయైక సుంధో. ఓ భగవన్, ఐఎమ్ అనేబుల్ టు టాక్ అబౌట్ యువర్ శీల. Sila is a divine attribute of Sriman Narayana. Saushilyam, Shilam, what does it mean? Mahataha, മന്ദൈസ്സഹ നീരന്ധ്രേണ സംശ്ലേഷ സ്വഭാവം ശൗശീല്യം. എ പേഴ്സൺ ഇസ് വെരി സുപ്രീം, ദർ ഇസ് അനദർ ഹു ഇസ് വെരി വെരി ഇൻഫീരിയർ. ഇഫ് എനിബഡി ഇസ് ഇൻഫീരിയർ ടു മീ ഇൻ ടേംസ് ഓഫ് മണി ഓർ എഡ്യൂക്കേഷൻ ഓർ നോളജ് ഓർ വാട്ട് എവർ ഇറ്റ് ഇസ്, ഐ വിൽ ലുക്ക് ഡൗൺ ഓൺ ഹിം, ഐ വിൽ നോട്ട് ഈക്വേറ്റ് ഹിം ടു മീ. ബട്ട് ദി ദി ആട്രിബ്യൂട്ട് ദറ്റ് ഇസ് ക്വൈറ്റ് ഓപ്പോസിറ്റ് ടു ദിസ്, ഐ എം ക്വൈറ്റ് ലോഫ്റ്റി, ഐ എം ക്വൈറ്റ് സുപ്പീരിയർ, ബട്ട് ഐ നോ ദറ്റ് അനദർ പേഴ്സൺ ഇസ് ഇൻഫീരിയർ ടു മീ, ബട്ട് യെറ്റ് ഇഫ് ഐ ഡു നോട്ട് ഡിസ്ക്രിമിനേറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ട്രീറ്റ് ഓൾ ഈക്വൽ ടു മീ, this attribute is known as saushilyam. Rama never ill treated anybody, never looked down upon anyone. In fact, he was an emperor, but still he declared Sugriva a monkey as his brother, he declared Guha the hunter as his brother, he declared Vibhishana the rakshasa as his brother. So Rama is full of saushilyam. When we talk about saushilyam, immediately we must remember avatarams only, because ഭഗവാൻ ഇസ് ഇൻ ശ്രീവൈകുണ്ഠം. വി ആർ ഓൾ ഇൻ ദിസ് ലോ വേൾഡ്, വി ആർ ഓൾ ഇൻ ദിസ് മീൻ മെറ്റീരിയൽ മണ്ടേൻ വേൾഡ്, ബട്ട് യെറ്റ് ഹീ ഡിസെൻസ് ടു പ്രൊട്ടക്ട് അസ് ആൻഡ് അപ്ലിഫ്റ്റ് അസ്. ഹി നെവർ ഡിസ്ക്രിമിനേറ്റ്സ് ഓർ ഡിഫറൻഷിയേറ്റ്സ്. വി ആർ ഓൾ ഹിയർ, ബട്ട് ഹി വാണ്ട്സ് അസ് ടു ബി അമംഗ്സ്റ്റ് അസ്, ഹി വാണ്ട്സ് അസ് ടു ബി അമിഡ്സ്റ്റ് അസ്. ആഴ്വാർ സേസ്, വേണ്ടിത്തേവരക്ക വന്ന് പിറന്നതും വീങ്കിരുൾവായ് പൂണ്ട് അന്ന് അന്ന പുലമ്പപ്പോയ് അങ്കോർ ആയ്ക്കുലം പുക്കതും കാണ്ടലിന്നി വളർന്ന് കഞ്ചനെ തുഞ്ച വഞ്ചം ചെയ്തതും ഈണ്ട് നാൻ അളത്തപ്പെത്തേൻ എനക്കെന്ന ഇഹളുളകേ. ദിസ് ഇസ് നമ്മാഴ്വാസ് കുറവയാച്ചിയറോട് കോത്തതും പതികം. ഈ സേസ് വേണ്ടി തേവർ ഇറക്ക വന്ന് പിറന്നതും ഓൾ ദ ദേവാസ് പ്ലീഡ് ടു ശ്രീമൻ നാരായണ ടു പ്രൊട്ടക്ട് ദം. ഭഗവാൻ ഡിസൻസ് ആൻഡ് ഹി ഡിസൻസ് ടു പ്രൊട്ടക്ട് ദ റൈച്വസ്, ടു കിൽ ദ വിക്കറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ടു റീ എസ്റ്റാബ്ലിഷ് ധർമ്മ. ദീസ് ആർ ഫ്രം ദ വേർഡ്സ് ഓഫ് കൃഷ്ണ ഹിംസെൽഫ്. പരിത്രാണായ സാധൂനാം വിനാശായ ച ദുഷ്കൃതാം ധർമ്മ സംസ്ഥാപനാർത്ഥായ സംഭവാമി യുഗേ യുഗേ. കൃഷ്ണ ലിസ്റ്റ് ദ പേർപ്പസസ് ഓഫ് ഇൻകാർണേഷൻ. പരിത്രാണായ സാധൂനാം ഫർ സാധു പരിത്രാണം, ദുഷ്ട നിരസനം ആൻഡ് ലാസ്റ്റ്ലി ധർമ്മ സംസ്ഥാപനം. സോ ദീസ് ആർ ദ പേർപ്പസസ് ഓഫ് കൃഷ്ണാസ് ഇൻകാർണേഷൻ. വെൻ ഹി ഇൻകാർണേറ്റ്സ് ഹി ഡിസെൻസ്, ഹി ഡിസെൻസ് ഫ്രം ശ്രീവൈകുണ്ഠം ടു ദിസ് മണ്ടേൻ വേൾഡ്. വൈ ഷുഡ് ഹി ടു പ്രൊട്ടക്ട് അസ്? Why should he descend to protect us? Can he not send somebody else? Has he no servants to serve him? He has so many. He can send Vishwaksena. He can send his Adishesha. He can send Garuda. Why descend for himself? I'll give you an analogy. There was a king. The king was holding his one-year-old baby in his arm and was traveling in a ship. The baby was quite enthused. It was looking around all that was available on the sea. And this king was also quite happy holding the baby. The ship rocked. The baby fell into the water. The king had many, many chieftains with him. He had ministers. He had his senapati. He had many warriors. By a wink of his eye, people were willing to jump and save the baby. But if that Raja does it, then he can be acclaimed as a Raja, but not as a father anymore. If he had to be responsible as a father, he would take a plunge. He would not send anybody else. Similarly, Bhagavan is that Raja. And we are all the babies in his arms. We have already fallen into samsara sagara. That baby fell into this just a simple water ocean. Whereas we have fallen into the samsara sagara. He can send anybody. He can send Vishwaksena. He can send Adishesha. They are also adept in completing the mission. There's no doubt. They will certainly complete. They will uplift us. And Bhagavan had also tried that many times. But he jumps, he takes a plunge into samsara so that he ensures as a father, as a caring and loving parent, that he is there with us to protect us. That is the background of avataranam. Avataranam is descending. The moment I say descending, then he needs to compromise on many. If I ascend, then I get elevated. If I descend, then I need to compromise. Bhagavan compromises. He lost his wife. In Vaikuntha, that would not happen. His wife was abducted, Sita was abducted during Ramayana, which would not happen. And he was thrown out of the kingdom. This would not happen in the Sri Vaikuntham. So Bhagavan also compromises on many. In fact, all this, you can term it as a drama, but yet Bhagavan enacts this so well that we get the right message out of this drama. So avataranam is to protect the downtrodden. all of us are downtrodden in terms of knowledge, wisdom, bhakti and realization. So Bhagavan plunges into this samsara sagara and he uplifts us. This is the basis of avatarati, avataranam, avataram. Bhagavan incarnates. Incarnates to demonstrate all his auspicious attributes and to protect us finally. And while he has incarnated, he does many things. So it may not be right absolutely to say that Bhagavan incarnates to kill Ravana and Kumbhakarna. He could very well accomplish that sitting at Vaikuntham. Why should he descend to kill Ravana or Kumbhakarna? Andal and Tirupave says, Killikkalendane Kirtimai Padipoi, Ilangai Homane Killikkalendan. Rama just nipped it in the bud. Killikkalendane. There is a Raja. The Raja was resting and enjoying a good evening in his garden. There was a plant. And in that plant, one leaf was infected by an insect. The Raja looked at it. If left, the whole plant may wither away. So he nipped it in the bud and dropped the leaf. Immediately the mantri, who was by the side, started with clapping his hands. Enna veeram, enna veeram. Here is a Raja who has demonstrated his valor now. The Raja is so much of viryam, shaurdyam and parakramam. That would not happen. Because just plucking a leaf is nothing for that Raja. Similarly, killing Ravana or Kumbhakarna is nothing compared with the power and might of Sri Rama. But still he descended. Not just that was only an incidental job. He descended to protect the righteous. He descended to re-establish Dharma. When he was here, he did many other things too. If you go to a place, we go to India for what? We go to India for Divadesha Darsanam, also attend my family wedding or Shattadaburthi or Shatabhishekam. If you talk it otherwise, I went to attend my in-laws Shattadaburthi or whatever it is and also visited Divadesham. Which one would you prefer now? I go to visit Divadesham. Incidentally, I attended a function. But I went to attend a function. Incidentally, I attended Divadeshams. I also visited Divadeshams. So both may be true. Similarly, when Bhagavan descends here, what is his primary purpose? His primary purpose is to uphold the righteous, to re-establish Dharma. His secondary purpose, his purpose which was incidental is killing Ravana and Kumbhakarna. So Bhagavan incarnates, there is a need for him to descend because he is a caring parent. Now let's classify these avatarams as primary and secondary. Primary avatarams are when Bhagavan himself descends. It is he in totality who descends. He himself is found in this Bhumandala. But in the secondary avataras, which can be termed as ancillary avataras, he does not descend. He never descends. Instead, he chooses some punyatmas. There are some only jivatma. He chooses some jivatma who have lot of punyams and bestows his shakti on them. It is not Bhagavan who would incarnate. He would only choose some jivatmans. This is known as Avesha Avatara. It is not his own avatara, not the Pradhana Avatara, Mukhya Avatara, but these are all Gauna Avatara. In Gauna Avatara, which are the ancillaries, he chooses some atmans and he blesses them with shakti. Shakti that's required to complete a particular objective. Many of these avataras would not be Purana Avataras. They would have incarnated only to complete or achieve a particular objective. Whatever is the shakti required for that particular objective, he may bless them with that. Now, within this Mamukhya, Gauna Avatara, which are the secondary avataras, we can further classify into two. They are known as Swarupa Avesha Avatara and Shakti Avesha Avatara. Swarupa Avesham is when Bhagavan blesses all of his auspicious attributes on that Atman. Shakti Avesha Avatara, only a portion of Shakti required to complete something on that Atman. So these two are the sub-classifications. Swarupa Avesha Avatara, Shakti Avesha Avatara, both together are known as Avesha Avatara. The other is the Mukhya Avatara, which is the Pradhana Avatara. So Pradhana Mukhya Avatara, Amukhya Gauna Avatara, within Gauna Avatara, Swarupa Avesha Avatara and Shakti Avesha Avatara. I'll give you an example for all the three now. Mukhya Avatara, Sri Rama, which is known to all of us. Amukhya Avatara, Parashurama, ವಸಸ್ವರೂಪ ಆವೇಶಾವತಾರ. ಇನ್ ಪರಶುರಾಮ ವಾಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅನ್ ಆತ್ಮನ್, ಭಗವಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೆಸ್ಟೋರ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಸೆನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್, ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಆವೇಶಾವತಾರ. ಕಾರ್ತವೀರ್ಯಾರ್ಜುನ, ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಯು ಹರ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹಿಮ್? ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ಷತ್ರಿಯ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಹೂ ವಾಸ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಪರಶುರಾಮ. ಪರಶುರಾಮ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ವೆಂಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫಾದರ್ಸ್ ಕಿಲಿಂಗ್. ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ ಎ ಕ್ಷತ್ರಿಯ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಡಿಸ್ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಫಾದರ್. ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಫ್ಯೂರಿಯಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ಮೆನಿ ಕಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಹಿ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ 21 ಕ್ಷತ್ರಿಯ ಕಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ರೋಪ್. ತಿರುವರಂಗ ತಮುಧನಾರ್ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ರಾಮಾನುಷನೂತ್ತಂದಾದಿ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿಸ್. ಕೋಕುಲ ಮನ್ನರೈ ಮೂವಳುಹಾಲ್ ಒರು ಹೂರ್ ಮಳುವಾಲ್ ಪೋಕ್ಕಿಯ ದೇವನೆ ಪೋಚ್ಚುಂ ಪುನಿಧನ್. ಕೋಕುಲ ಮನ್ನರೆ, ಕೋಕುಲ ಮನ್ನರ್ ಕ್ಷತ್ರಿಯ ಕಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಮೂವಳುಹಾಲ್ 3 × 7 = 21. ಕೋಕುಲ ಮನ್ನರೈ ಮೂವಳುಹಾಲ್ ಒರು ಹೂರ್ ಮಳುವಾಲ್ ಪೋಕ್ಕಿಯ ದೇವನ್. ಒರು ಕೂರ್ ಮಳುವಾಲ್ ವಿತ್ ಅ ಶಾರ್ಪ್ ಆಕ್ಸ್ ಪರಶುರಾಮ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ 21. ಒರು ಹೂರ್ ಮಳುವಾಲ್ ಪೋಕ್ಕಿಯ ದೇವನೆ ಪೋಚ್ಚುಂ ಪುನಿಧನ್. Here is Ramanuja who hails Parashurama. Punitan refers to Ramanuja in this song. Pokya Punitan Ramanushan. So now I have given you an example of Kartaviryarjuna, and he is the example for Shakti Aveshavatara. So Kartavirya was blessed by the Shakti of Narayana. He can be termed as Shakti Aveshavatara. Parashurama was blessed with all the essential nature of Narayana. So he can be the example for Swarupa Aveshavatara. Rama is a mukhyavatara. Now, you have to compare between the three. Kartavirya lost to Parashurama. In turn, Parashurama lost to Rama. Is that clear? Now, that would have explained to you all that I have told you now. So, mukhyavatara is the best. And in amukhyavatara, Swarupa Aveshavatara is better. And in the Aveshavatara, Shakti Aveshavatara is good. So, it's good, better and best. Any day, a Shakti Aveshavatara will lose. It is weaker than the Swarupa Avesha. Swarupa Avesha is weaker than the Pradhan Avatara. Rama, Parashurama and Kartaviryarjuna. If you take in this sense, then you would know the number of avatarams which Bhagavan has taken. It's not one or two. He is not born out of karma, but out of Ichha. When Bhagavan descends, what is the cause of this? We descend. We don't descend, in fact. We are born again and again. We are in this cycle. Why are we born? The cause for our birth is our karma. Our papa and punya trigger our births. Whereas to Bhagavan, it is not papam and punyam that causes his birth. It is his icha kripa. It is his free will and his compassion that makes him descend in this material world. So Bhagavan has descended. As what? Now let's deal with the 10 avatarams. Having seen the broad classification of the avatarams, now let us go in detail to it. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, Vamana, Parashurama, Rama, Balarama, Krishna and Kalki. This is in fact representative of the complete evolution process. There is a process of evolution in this world. The first one is fish. Now you have to further classify these 10 avatarams into two. The first 5 and the second 5. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, Vamana. First 5 because all these 5 are in Krita Yuga. As I mentioned to you earlier. The second 5 in the next 3 Yugas. This is one basis of classification. There is another basis of classification. That which did not live for long. That all those avataras who lived for long. You can divide. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, Vamana were all short-lived. Whereas Parashurama, Rama, Balarama, Krishna, Kalki would be long living. So you can divide it in that basis too. Moreover, there is another basis for classification. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha can be further divided. The first 5 can be divided into Matsya, Kurma, Varaha and Narasimha and Vamana. Why I say so is, the first 3 are pure animals. The 4th is a blend. Is a mixture of animal and man and human being. The 5th is totally a human being. But still, it was not a complete human being because he was a dwarf. As Vamanamurti was a dwarf, you can't term him as a complete human being. So from Parashurama, you can term as complete human beings. And before Parashurama, they are a blend of animals, human beings and a shorter, abridged version of human beings. Now let us first deal with the first 5 avataras. I'll explain to you the avatara and also the significance of that avatara. Bhagavan is not there just to incarnate. He would have given some message through that avatara. When we talk about Matsya avatara, Alvar glorifies that. Kolunkayalai naduvellam kondakalam, kolavarayin meedodi andattappal, elundinithu vilayadum eeshanandai inayadiye adaindindhen. Alvar has, Benedict Thirumangi Alvar, has sung about 100 songs for Thirunarayur Nambi. One of the 40 Chola Divideshams is Thirunarayur, also known as Nachiyar Kovil. Thirumangi Alvar's Acharyan was Thirunarayur Nambi. He was the one who administered Panchasamskaram to Thirumangi Alvar. So he is offering 100 glorious songs in his Periya Thirumuli to Thirunarayur Nambi. There he mentions this. Kolunkayalai, Nedu Vellam Kondakalam, Kolavarayin Meedodi Andattappal Elundinithu Vilayadum. This fish was not small. It was too large in its size. The purpose of this fish was to restore, was to protect the Vedas, Saptarishis, the herbs, the shrubs from the big deluge. The whole world was covered with water. Anything, if it can survive in water, it has to be a fish. So Bhagavan incarnated as a fish. He had a big horn, a single horn. And in that horn was tied a big boat. And in that boat was placed Satyavrata, a Manu, and Sapta Rishis, all the Vedas and all the medicinal herbs. Throughout this big deluge, Bhagavan protected them in a boat. Then after water receded, he released all of them. So Matsyamurti incarnated for this specific purpose of protecting the Vedas, protecting the Sapta Rishis and protecting the medicinal herbs. This happened. This mission was accomplished. But why Matsya avatara? Why can't some other jantu? Matsya is the lowest in the animal strata. If you take the strata, the lowest is Matsya, fish. It's not blossomed at all. It is in a very, very lowest form. The jnana of a fish is very low. It has some capabilities, it has some skills, but not like you take, for example, a chimpanzee, a monkey. That has much more. It can realize much more. It can do much more. His skills is different. Whereas for a fish, it's quite simple. But Bhagavan gives us some message of a fish. Take a fish. Its maneuverability is something great. So from a fish, what do we learn? We must also be able to maneuver in this material world. Maneuverability does not mean dishonesty. Let's draw the line clearly there. If I maneuver well, here is a person, Tadukala Panja, Kolatala Paivar. I am not talking about that. This maneuverability is adjusting to any system, adjusting to any climate, adjusting and not complaining about anything. A fish never does that. A fish maneuvers, and a fish has a great skill. It can feed all its babies just by looking, by its glances. The Vedanta Deshikan, in his Dashavatara Stotra, mentions about that. O Matsyamurti, the fish-bodied Bhagavan, I know why you incarnated as a fish, because you wanted to protect we, all your children, by your glances and not by anything else. A fish would have about 50 or 100 babies, but still, that fish would protect all its younger ones by only glancing. So Bhagavan also protects us by his katakshan, by nothing else. And our pleas to Bhagavan, Rengan chiruchirude yammel vidiyavo, jayamanam hi purusham, yampashyetu madhusudhanaha, sattikasatu vignyayaha, savai mokshartha chintakaha. We all plead, we all are eager to receive the glances of Paramatma. So a matsya is capable of protecting all its loved ones by its glances. So Bhagavan also does that. So maneuverability and protecting by glances is the significance of Matsya avatara, and also in the evolution process is the first. It all starts there. The next avatara is Kurma avatara. In Kurma avatara, what is the message? Bhagavan is slightly better now. It is not the lowest. Kurma can of course tread in land. It can reach land. It can also swim in water. Fish, if out of water, will be killed the next moment. But that's not the case with a Kurma. A Kurma, when it is out of water, also it can survive. So we can also survive now. It is not like a fish that we are immediately dead on any problem. It's not so. We can also survive like a Kurma. So this is the next level. Bhagavan reaches the next level in the evolution process. When I mention this, don't think that Bhagavan is evolving. He is ever evolved. and he is not affected by any karma. He is now demonstrating to us that this is the evolution process. It is not that he is evolving himself. He is ever evolved. So the next avatara, Kurma avatara, it is mentioned as a reference note in Bhagavan Gitacharya's Gita. In Gita, Bhagavan is given an example of an animal. And the example is to make us understand as to how to control our sensual organs. In the second chapter, this shloka is very vital. Yada samharate chayam kurmongo niva sarvashaha. Yada samharate chayam kurmongo niva sarvashaha. Bhagavan is mentioning about Kurma avatara. Immediately Ramanuja opines there that I think Krishna is now remembering his earlier avatara. When he is drawing the reference of Kurma avatara, then it is his own, it is earlier avatara. The practice of the behavior of a tortoise is whenever it sights an enemy, immediately it will draw all its limbs into its shell. It has a very strong shell. So it will draw its head, it will draw both its front legs and the rear legs. It draws everything and stays still like a piece of stone. It will stay idle. It looks like a stone. The shell alone would look at the stone. When the enemy is away, when it feels very secure, then it releases all the limbs. Similarly, a karma yogi who wants to perform yoga, who wants to meditate and focus on Bhagavan, when he sights any enemy, immediately he should draw into a shell. What should we draw? Our limbs are our ears, our eyes, our nose, our throat, our tongue and our touch sense. These five of our jnanendriyams. We must draw all our indriyams into ourself. Yada samharate chayam kurmongo niva sarvashaha. Indriyani indriyarthebhyah tasya prajna pratishthita. O Arjuna, here is a jnana yogi who will be able to succeed in his yoga, in his effort to practice yoga. How does he succeed? When he sights an enemy may be a music which we should not listen to. An enemy may be a food particle which we should not eat. An enemy may be something which we should not look at. These are all shabdas, parisha, rupa, rasa, gandha. We are being banned to look at that. We are banned to not to listen to that. We are banned not to consume that. Onion, for example, I'll give a simple example. We are not supposed to eat onion. Palanjamna bhakshayet. Don't eat onion. Don't eat garlic, say the Vedas. Why so? It's a vegetable. Why should I not eat? I cannot eat. Many people can eat. If I need to develop sattva guna in me, I should not touch onion. If you want to develop rajoguna in you, you can very well consume onion. So it's all dependent on what you want to be. No, shastras never deny anything to you, provided you want to be that. The shastra tells us, be a sattvika. If you don't want to be, I want to be a rajasa or a tamasa, go ahead. You can have onion. What would happen? You might have to take 3 or 4 more births to become a sattvika. If you want to become a sattvika now, abstain from onion. So now I have onion on my table. I have garlic on my table. I can consume. There are 2 things in this world. Can you consume? Do you have the shakti, the power to consume? I have. But can you do that? I cannot. Are you powerful enough to do that? I am. But should you do that? I should not. Rendirukku Tamil lepo. Pannalama, panna mudiyuma. Paladu mudiyum. Pannalamandradhan kelvi. நான் கூட தான் முன்னாடி உட்காந்து ஓங்கி அறையலாம், என்னால் முடியாதுன்னு முடியும், ஆனால் அறையலாமான்றதுதான் கேள்வி. அறைய கூடா சொல்லு. ஸோ அது ஆனியனாக இருக்கட்டும் இல்லை கார்லிக்காக இருக்கட்டும், வி ஆர் பேண்ட் ஃப்ரம் டச்சிங் தட். நவ் இட்ஸ் அன் எனிமி. வென் ஐ ஃபைண்ட் தட் எனிமி, வாட் ஷுட் ஐ டூ? ஐ நவ் சி மை டேஸ்ட் பட்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி ஆன், ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஹேவ் இட். வாட் டு டூ? அப்போ தான் வென் ஐ ஹாவ் டு டேக் த ரெஃபரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் டார்டாய்ஸ். திஸ் கூர்மா இமீடியட்லி டிராஸ் ஆல் இட்ஸ் லிம்ப் இன் டு இட்ஸ் ஷெல். ஐ ஷட் மை மவுத், I shut my eyes, I shut my ears. There may be people talking laurels about onion. They would tell me that, you are losing a lot, you are wasting your time totally. I should shut my ears to them. And looking at the way that onion is decorated and displayed, I should shut my eyes even. So it's not only the tongue that matters now. It is not only your taste, but eyes matter, ears matter, hand matters, everything matters here. So I should draw everything into myself. Myself is that shell. What is that shell? A kurma draws its limb, all its limbs into a shell. I need a shell. And this shell is none other than the jnana of the Atma. This Atman has a jnana. Atman has a realization, wisdom. I should draw all these into that wisdom. That wisdom should cover. That wisdom should act as an umbrella to cover all this. When this onion is removed, you release yourself. But till you find that onion in front of you, it's an enemy. Now you need to remember a Kurma avatara. As Kurma withdraws, let me also withdraw. I will release everything when things are okay. Whenever I feel that I am secure, then I would open my eyes. In a temple, I can open my eyes. In a temple, I can open my ears. But again, to look at the deity of Perumal and to listen to the glory of Perumal, not for anything else. Even when going to a temple, I fall prey to gossips. அப்ப காத தரக்கலாமா? அதுக்கு காத தரக்கூடாது மறுபடியும். எப்போ எதுக்கு வேணுமோ அதுக்கு தான் கண்ணு காத தரக்கணும். இஃப் நாட், வித்ட்ரா, ஸ்டே ஐடல். யூ ஹவ் சீன் மெனி ஆஃப் த யோகிஸ், ஆல் தீஸ் யோகிஸ் தே ஸ்டே அலோன். தே பி இன் அ செக்லூடட் பிளேஸ். தே வுட் நாட் லைக் டு பி இன் அ பிக் கிரவுட் அட் ஆல், பிகாஸ் யூ வில் அன்னெசரலி பி, யூ வில் பி டிராக்ட் இன் டு கான்வர்சேஷன்ஸ், யூ வில் பி டிராக்ட் இன் டு காசிப்ஸ். இன்ஸ்டெட் லெட் ஸ்டே அலோன், let us stay away, let's only meditate and focus. So when you look at Purma avatara, you must be reminded of how to control your senses, how to distance from your enemy, how to act when you are in front of an enemy. So this is the purpose of Purma avatara. Now thirdly, Varaha avatara. Varaha Perumal descended, and it was, the purpose was to protect Mother Earth, Bhumi Pirati. Now why Purma avatara? I've just missed to mention that Kurma avatara, Kurma incarnated when the mighty ocean of milk was churned by Bhagavan. Nirnaham sutti, neduvarai nattu, aalgadalai peenaan kadaindamudham konduhanda pemman. Kurma avatara was to hold the big Mantara Parvata without being drowned. Mantara Parvata was kept as a rod, as a churning rod. Bhagavan was ready to churn. He was churning already. The ocean of milk was getting churned. But slowly, this Mandara Parvata started drowning. If that drowned, the churning rod would have drowned. Then you can no more churn. So Bhagavan incarnated as a Kurma, went to the depth of that sea and held the whole Mandara Parvata on its shell. Mandara Parvata was protected, the ocean was churned, and Bhagavan got the elixir to be distributed to the Devas. So this was the purpose of Kurma Avatara. The third avatara, Varaha Avatara, Mother Earth was in trouble. Bhuma Devi was folded like a sari, like a piece of cloth, and was hidden in the mighty ocean. Varaha Avatara, the big boar incarnated. Now come to Varaha Avatara, it is further evolved, because a Kurma cannot forever live in land. It has to often get back to water. A fish can live only in water. Kurma can come to the land, but cannot live forever in the land, whereas Varaha can permanently live in the land. It can also swim in water. It can also walk in slush. It can walk in slush. It can swim in water. It can stay in land. But it still cannot stay erect. It cannot stand erect. It has to walk on its four legs only. So it is the next process in the evolution. The next form in that evolution. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha. Bhagavan incarnated as Varaha. What is the significance of Varaha avatara? Bhagavan gives a message to us. Varaha, the Bhagavan's message is, I am here to protect all in this Mother Earth. Be whoever it is. I protect Earth. I protect all the dwellers, all the inhabitants of Mother Earth. So Varaha is ever willing to protect us all. Nammalvar explains this in one song in Thiruvirutham. Eena chollayinumaha, eridhara vayyam muttum enathiruvai idandapiran. இரும் கற்பகம்சேர் வானத்தவர்க்கும் அல்லாதவர்க்கும் மச்சல்லாயவர்க்கும் ஞானப்பிரானை அல்லால் இல்லை நான் கண்ட நல்லதுவே. லெட் மீ ஷேர் தட் விச் ஐ நோ. ஹோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ், மை டிவோட்டீஸ், ஐ நோ சம்திங் தட்ஸ் குட் ஃபார் யூ. நவ் லெட் மீ ஷேர் தட் பிரிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் டு யூ. ஈன சொல்லாயினுமாக, மை வேர்ட்ஸ் மே நாட் அட்ராக்ட் யூ, யூ மே நாட் வாண்ட் டு லிசன் டு மை வேர்ட்ஸ், பட் யட் இட்ஸ் மை டியூட்டி டு ஷேர் இட் வித் யூ. ஈன சொல்லாயினுமாக, எரிதர வையம் முத்தும் ஏனத்திருவாய் இடந்த பிதான். லெட் அஸ் ஆல் கோ அண்ட் ப்ரே டு தட் வராஹாவதாரா, ஹூ வாஸ் த சேவியர், ஹூ வாஸ் த ப்ரொடெக்டர் ஆஃப் மதர் அர்த். ஏனத்திருவாய் இடந்த பிதான், இரும் கற்பகம் சேர் வானத்தவர்க்கும் അല്ലാത്തവർക്കും വരാഹ ഈസ് ദ ഓൺലി റിസോർട്ട് ടു ഓൾ ദ സെലസ്ഷ്യൽ ദേവതാസ് ടു ഓൾ ദ ഡ്വെല്ലേഴ്സ് ഇൻ ദിസ് ഭൂമണ്ഡല ടു ഓൾ ഇൻ പാതാള ലോക ഈവൻ ബി ദേവാസ് ഗന്ധർവാസ് ആർ മനുഷ്യാസ് ആർ തിര്യക്തി സ്ഥാവര ടു ഓൾ വരാഹ ഈസ് ദ ഓൺലി റിസോർട്ട് ബിക്കോസ് ഹി ഈസ് ദ വൺ ഹു പ്രൊട്ടക്ടഡ് എർത്ത് ഫ്രം ബീങ് സബ്മെർജ് ഫ്രം ഗെറ്റിംഗ് ഡ്രൗൺഡ് ഇൻ ദ പ്രളയ സാഗര ശ്രീ പരാശര ഭട്ട used to humorously say that the only resort is Varaha avatara, not all the other avatars. Matsya avatara is not our resort. He himself is drowned. How is he going to protect us from drowning in the samsara sagara? He cannot. Kurma avatara, already the big Mandara parvata is pressing him down. He cannot release me from pressing in this samsara sagara. Thirdly, Varaha avatara, he is our only resort. Nrisimha avatara, I can, but I have a problem with Nrisimha avatara. I am not able to believe him because he has two forms. Above the neck is different, below the neck is different. So I am not able to believe him. Vamana avatara, he already cheated Mahabali Chakravarti. He showed a different leg, but measured with a different leg. So he is not my resort. Now Rama, Parashurama, full of anger. So I can't go to him. Rama avatara, he is not accessible to anybody. He is so high. He is an emperor, so I can't reach him. Balarama, he himself consumes arak. So I won't go close to him. Krishna avatara, he says something but does something else. He is not my resort. So the only resort can be, the only repose can be Sri Varaha avatara. He is the one who uplifted us from the pralaya sagara. Alva says, Neelavara irandu pirakavvina murundha thoppa, kola varahamunnai nilankottide kondayandai, neelakkadal kadaindai onne petchini pokkuvano. Having got you, I am not going to miss this golden opportunity. I am here prostrating before you. Neelavara irandu pirahavvi namurundha thoppa kolavarahamunnai. This Varaha avatara was so charming to Nammalvar. We would think, can a pig or boar can be, can it be charming? We are thinking about a prakrita, about a material pig. Whereas what we are talking about is a divine boar. Bhagavan's incarnation, let it be anything. It is divine. That's very, very important. Krishna makes that message very clear. Ajopi sann, avyayatma api sann, bhutanam isharopi sann. O Arjuna, never misunderstand that I compromise on your auspicious attributes when I descend. I never do that. All my attributes remain with me. They are never compromised at all. Alvar ul paasharathile solrar, kekkaradhukku vedikaya irukum. Paashaninna neeril vaalum aamayana keshaninnar. Keshava, Bhagavan is a Keshava. Keshavana, one who has glowing hair. His hairstyle is so beautiful. Yaarukku sollalam? You can sing this for Krishna, Rama and human avatars. Whereas Alvar is so moved looking at the charming hair, the beautiful hair of Kurma avatara. He says so. Paashaninna neeril vaalum aamayana keshani. What does it convey? Bhagavan is a Keshava irrespective of his avataram. He is a Shriyapati, whether he is a Matsya, Kurma or Varaha. He is a Pundarikaksha, whether he is a Matsya, Kurma or Varaha. If there is any divine attribute, he will never compromise on them. All always remain with him. So as Varaha avatara, Alvar also says, Nila madandatana yedandu pulki kottide vaitaruli yen koman kandir. புறமத்தியகதோயஸ்ய மேரு கணக்கணாயதே சிலம்பினடை சிறுபரல் போல் பெரிய மேரு கணக்கணப்ப திருவாகாரங் குலுங்க நிலமடந்ததனை இடந்து புல்கி கோட்டிட வைத்தருளி என் கோமான் கண்டீர். த பிக் டஸ்க் ஆஃப் வராஹா வாஸ் எவர் ரெடி டு அப்லிப்ட் மதர் அர்த். நிலமடந்ததனை இடந்து புல்கி கோட்டிட வைத்தருளிய ஹி பவுட் டவுன், ஹி பெண்ட் டவுன், அப்லிப்டட் மதர் அர்த் அண்ட் பிளேஸ்டர் ஆன் ஹிஸ் லேப். கோட்டிட வைத்தருளி என் கோமான் கண்டீர் embraced Bhumi Pirati and requested her. Now I am going to tell you the relevance of Varaha Avatara to us. Bhuma Devi pleads to Sri Varaha Perumal, you have saved me, but what about my children? It's quite simple for you to save me, but you need to save them. Bhagavan was quite surprised. I have saved you from this big sagara. Is it not easy for me to protect your children? No, Bhagavan, because that sagara is treacherous than this sagara. They are all submerged in samsara sagara. Not in this sagara. Do you have any recipe for them? Do you have any prescription for them? And the prescription given by Varaha Perumal to Bhumi Pirati is mentioned by Andal in the 5th song of Tiruppavai. Vayinal paadi, manathinal sindhikka, thoomalar thoovi tholju. Vayinal paadi, chant his holy names with your mouth. Manathinal sindhikka, think about him with your mind. தூமலர் தூவி தொழுது ஆஃபர் சம் பியூர் ஃப்ளவர்ஸ் வித் யுவர் ஹேண்ட்ஸ். மனசு, வாக்கு, காயம். வி ஹவ் த்ரீ ஃபேக்கல்டிஸ். மனோவாக் காயம். மனஸ் மஸ்ட் பி ஃபோக்கஸ்ட் ஆன் ஹிம், வாக் மஸ்ட் டாக் ஒன்லி அபவுட் ஹிம், காயம் மஸ்ட் ப்ராஸ்ட்ரேட் அண்ட் ஆஃபர் சர்வீசஸ் டு ஹிம். ஸ்வச்ச கீர்த்தனம் பிரபதனம் ஸ்வஸ்மை பிரசூனார்ப்பணம். திஸ் இஸ் ஃப்ரம் கோதா சதுஷ்லோகி ஆஃப் அனந்தாழ்வான். He says, these are the preachings of Varahavatara. Swasya cha kirtanam prabadanam swasmai prasunarpanam. And all simply translated. Vayinal paadi manathinal sindhikta thumalar thuvi tholudhu. So what do we get to know from Varahavatara? The path for salvation. The simple means available for liberation. Mano, vak, kayam must be focused on Perumal. This is the purpose of Sri Varahavatara. Our Purvacharya say that, Sukaram shanna sukaropayam. சூகரம், the word for the big pig. சூகரம் refers to a boar. சுகர, that which can be easily done. சூகரம் சொன்ன சுகர உபாய. Whatever Bhagavan preached is a very simple upaya. But preached by சூகர. சூகரம் சொன்ன சுகரோபாயம் is these three. So let us learn these from Varaha Perumal and act as per the advice of Andal. Now come to the next avatara. Bhagavan evolves further. Now he blends the man form with himself. Till now, it was only a pure animal form. Now it's a man form, the man-lion blend of Sri Nrisimhavatara, Poldhumelinda Punchekkaril, Vantisei Shudumelundu Dhirappunala, Malakidathu Pelanda Shingamottathal, Appan Aaluthuyar Seidhu Asurarek Kullumare, Varathinil Sirathamikka Valayittu Mattavan Urathinil Karathavaitthu Hittalatta Undinay. Thirumalishyalvar puts it so gloriously. வரத்தினில் சிரத்தமிக்க வாழையிற்று மற்றவன். ஹியர் வாஸ் ஒன் ஹிரண்யகசிபு, த பிரதர் ஆஃப் அவர் ஃப்ரெண்ட் ஹிரண்யாக்ஷா. ஐ மென்ஷன் ஹிம் ஆஸ் அவர் ஃப்ரெண்ட் பிகாஸ் வி ஆல்சோ ஆல் பிலாங் டு திஸ் அசுரா கம்யூனிட்டி. ஹூஎவர் டஸ் நாட் அக்செப்ட் த எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பெருமாள் ஆர் இஸ் நாட் அக்செப்டிங் வித்வுட் குவஸ்டனிங் அபவுட் இஸ் சுப்ரமசி, தென் வி ஹாவ் டு பி டர்ம்ட் அஸ் அசுராஸ் ஒன்லி. இட்ஸ் நாட் தர் ஒன்லி ஹிரண்யாக்ஷா அண்ட் ஹிரண்யகசிபு ஆர் அசுராஸ். ஹூஎவர் குவஸ்டன்ஸ் அபவுட் இஸ் சுப்ரமசி கேன் பி டர்ம்ட் அஸ் அசுரா. விஷ்ணு பக்தி பரோ தேவஹ விபரீதஸ் ததாசுரஹ. ஹூஎவர் ஹாஸ் விஷ்ணு பக்தி இஸ் அ தேவ. விபரீதஹ, எனி ஒன் அகேன்ஸ்ட் தட் இஸ் அன் அசுர. விஷ்ணு பக்தி பரோ தேவஹ விபரீதஸ் ததாசுரஹ. சோ ஹிரண்யகசிபு வாண்டட் டு டேக் வெஞ்சன்ஸ் ஆன் பெருமாள் ஸ்ரீமன் நாராயண. ஹாஸ் ஹிஸ் பிரதர் ஹிரண்யாக்ஷ வாஸ் கில்டு பை வராஹாவதார. சோ ஹிரண்யகசிபு ஹி பிகேம் அ வெரி வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் கிங் அண்ட் ஹி ஸ்டார்டட் கில்லிங் ஆல் பிராமணஸ். He started killing the cows. He never allowed any austerities, penances to be conducted. And he was going berserk. He broke free. Bhagavan thought, this is the right time for me to incarnate. But it is still not ripe. All the offense which he is committing is against me. Not against anybody else. Bhagavan, of course, pardons. He has that forbearance. He pardons, he forgives all the offenses against him. But the moment we offend is bhakta. That is when he becomes furious and incarnates. Yad aparatha sahasram ajasrajam toi sharanya kiranya upavahat varada chayana chirantam avikriyah vikritim arbhaga nirbhajanadakah. In Varadarajastavam Kurathalvan questions. He inquires Kanchi Devadhiraja, Deva Perumal, I know that this Hiranyakashipu has been offending you for long. It is not in this Janma. He has been doing it for thousands and thousands of years. Why are you suddenly furious now? You have been accepting all this, you have been forgiving all this. I know the answer. The answer is, now the offense is against your bhakta and not against you. If your devotee is offended, you get offended and you incarnated as Narasimha avatara. Incarnated as Narasimha, you know the story. I am not here to tell you the story of Dashavatara. We are only talking about the significance, the message by each avatara. The message from Narasimha avatara is, Bhagavan never pardons any offense towards his devotee. If you commit anything, if you offend his devotee, he is furious, he punishes. Nakshamami Vasundhare, Padmakoti Satenapi Nakshamami Vasundhare. O Vasundhara, Bhuma Devi, I pardon any offense against me. You commit, you offend against me for millions of years. But you repent for it for a moment. Offer one lotus to my lotus feet, I forgive it totally. But you commit an offense for a moment against my bhakta, but repent for millions of millions later, offering millions of lotus flowers to me, I never pardon them. సో ఓ నక్షమామి వసుంధరే పద్మకోటి శతేనాపి నక్షమామి వసుంధరే. దిస్ ఇస్ ద మెసేజ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ నృసింహావతార. సో వి మస్ట్ నెవర్ అఫెండ్ ఎనీ భాగవత, నెవర్ అఫెండ్ ఎనీ భక్త. ఇఫ్ సో భగవాన్ టర్న్స్ వైలెంట్. దట్ ఈస్ వన్. ద సెకండ్ మెసేజ్ ఇస్ ఇఫ్ యు ఫర్మ్లీ బిలీవ్ ఇన్ హిమ్ అండ్ కాల్ ఫర్ హిస్ హెల్ప్, హీఈస్ దేర్ ఇర్రెస్పెక్టివ్ ఆఫ్ హూ యు ఆర్. యు మే బి అన్ అసుర, యు మే బి అ రాక్షస, యు మే బి అ బాయ్ ఆఫ్ 5 years, or you may be an elderly person of 70 years, you may be a girl or a boy, be anybody you call, but believe, you have to believe absolutely that he will hear to your call. He is there to protect you. He will appear wherever you want to. So this Prahlada, he showed his finger to this big pillar ada kamisha odane. From there Nrisimhavatara, he came out. Kambanattalvar in his Hiranyavathai padalam, in the early passages of యుద్ధకాండ, పిళందదు తూణం పురప్పట్టదు శంగక్షీయం, ద బిగ్ పిల్లర్ బ్రోక్ ఇట్ గేవ్ వే పురప్పట్టదు శంగక్షీయం, హియర్ వాస్ దట్ బిగ్ లయన్ అండ్ మ్యాన్ ఫామ్. భగవాన్ బ్లెండెడ్ బోత్, ఇట్ వాస్ అ మిక్స్చర్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాన్ అండ్ లయన్ ఫామ్. దిస్ నోన్ అస్ సీతాక్షీర న్యాయ. యు హ్యావ్ మిల్క్ వితౌట్ షుగర్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ డయాబెటిక్, యు హ్యావ్ మిల్క్ వితౌట్ షుగర్. ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ అ చైల్డ్ యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ షుగర్ అలోన్. ఎ పర్సన్ హు మిక్స్ షుగర్ అండ్ మిల్క్ అండ్ హ్యాస్ ఇట్ will never go back to each one of them. He will not have sugar separately. He will neither have milk separately. If I have enjoyed the taste of milk and sugar, I will stick to that only. Similarly, earlier avatars were only exclusively animal avatars. The future avatars are going to be exclusively human avatars. Now this is the only avatar which blended both. That is why this Nrisimha avatar is so important. It is so significant. Amrutyuhu, Sarvadrik, Simhaha, Sandhata, Sandhiman, స్థిర అజహ దుర్మర్షణ శాస్త విశృతాత్మ సురారిహ. ఆల్ దీస్ 11 హోలీ నేమ్స్ ఇన్ విష్ణు సహస్రనామ అధ్యాయ ఆర్ ఫార్ శ్రీ నృసింహావతార. ఉపేంద్రో వామన ప్రాంశు అమోఘ శుచి ఊర్జిత అతీంద్ర, ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ ఫార్ వామనావతార. పరద్ధి పరమస్పట్ట తుష్ట పుట్ట శుభేక్షణ రామో విరామో విరజో మార్గో నేయో, ఆల్ ఫార్ శ్రీ రామావతార. వసురేతా వసుప్రదహ వసుప్రదహ వాసుదేవ వసు వసుమనా, ఆల్ ఫార్ శ్రీ కృష్ణావతార. You can have a separate study on that. If you classify the 1000 names, it can easily be classified to all the avatarams, to Vyuha avataram, to Pararupam. All these are mentioned by Sri Parashara Bhatta in his glorious commentary, Bhagavad Guna Darpanam. This is a commentary for Sri Vishnu Sahasranama Adhyaya. So Nrisimha avatara, who is in between now, is sandwiched, is being flanked by the animal avataras and the human avataras. Nrisimha avatara stands to give us the message that I am available to protect you on a call, but believe in me. You may be anybody, but I am here to protect you. And if you offend my devotee, I will be the first one to go against you. So this is the message of Sri Nrisimha avatara. Then Vamana avatara, he was a dwarf. He incarnated, he had to, because he had to get back the lost kingdom of Indra. Indra lost his kingdom to Mahabali Chakravarti. This Mahabali was none other than the grandson of Prahlada. Prahlada was a son of Hiranyakashipu, and it is for the sake of Prahlada, Bhagavan incarnated as Sri Nrisimha. Prahlada's son was Virochana, Virochana's son was Mahabali. Mahabali, again, he overpowered Indra and took away the 3 rajyams of Indra. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Indra couldn't do much. He came and sought help from Shriman Narayana. Narayana thought, I can't go and fight against Mahabali and kill him because he is right in whatever he did. Bhagavan was never confident about Indra. Although he helped him often, he was not confident about him. Swami Alavandar, Yamunacharya and Stotrattam says that Vedapahara, Gurupataka, Daityapidadi, Apat Vimochana Mahittabala Pradanaihi, Konya Prajapashupati, Paripati, Kasyapadodakena, Swashiroditena, Sashivashivobhut. He says Vedapahara, Brahma often suffers. He loses his Vedas themselves. Gurupataka, Shiva has a problem. And he plucked the head of his own father, Brahma. Daitya Pidadi, our friend Indra is haunted by Daitya Pida. Asuras are his enemies and he can't win over those enemies. So he approached Bhagavan. Brahman thought, let me not kill Mahabali Chakravarti. Instead, let me go and beg for 3 feet of land. He went and pleaded to Mahabali. Bhagavan incarnated as a Vamana Murti. వామన స్వద్రట్రూను వామాని సుఖాని వామాని సుఖాని నయతీతి వామన వామ న స్వద్రష్టృన్ హూఎవర్ హ్యాస్ హిస్ దర్శన్ వామాని సుఖాని నయతి భగవాన్ ప్లీజెస్ దెమ్ అ లాట్ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ దర్శన ఆఫ్ వామనమూర్తి హౌ గ్లోరియస్ హీ లుక్స్ కోట్టంగై వామననాయ్ చేత కూతుక్కడ్ వెన్ హీ వాక్స్ ఇట్ సీమ్స్ యాజ్ దో ఈస్ డాన్సింగ్ హీస్ జస్ట్ వాకింగ్ బట్ హీ లుక్స్ యాజ్ దో ఈస్ డాన్సింగ్ కించిత్ తాండవగంధి సంహననకం నిర్వ్యాజ మందస్మితం శ్రీ పరాశర భట్ట హ్యాస్ దర్శన్ ఆఫ్ నంబర్ వన్ ఏతే శంఖగద సుదర్శన భృత క్షేమంకరా బాహవ పాదద్వంద్వమిదం శరణ్యం అభయం భద్రంచ వో హే జనాః ఇత్యూచుషి అభయంకరే కరతలే స్మేరేణ వక్త్రేణ తత్ వ్యాకుర్వన్నివ నిర్వహేన్ మమధురం శ్రీరంగ సర్వం సహః కించిత్ తాండవగంధి సంహననకం నిర్వ్యాజ మందస్మితం వామనమూర్తి వెన్ హీ వాక్స్ ఇట్ లుక్స్ యాజ్ దో హీ ఇస్ డాన్సింగ్ హిస్ పాశ్చర్ யாரான நன்னா நாட்டியம் ஆட தெரிஞ்சவா நின்று இருந்தாலே நாட்டியம் என்று காப்பல் இருக்குமா எப்படின்னா யார் ஒருத்தருக்கு நாட்டியம் தெரியாதோ அவன் நாட்டியம் ஆடினாலே நின்று காப்பல தான் இருக்கும் அத போல எனக்கு இப்ப பாட தெரியும்னு வச்சுங்கோ நான் பேசினாலே பாடுறாப்புல இருக்கும் எனக்கு பாட தெரியாதுன்னா பாடினாலே ஆடறாப்புல இருக்கும் அப்படி வச்சுக்க வேண்டியதுதான் சோ கிஞ்சி தாண்டவகன் திசம் ஹனநகம் பகவான் விஸ் ஃபோல்டட் ஹாம் ரீச் த ராஜசபா ஆஃப் மகாபலி சக்கரவர்த்தி அண்ட் பிளீடட் Can you be generous enough to give me 3 feet of land? Measuring by what? Did you mention only 3 into 1 foot? Mahabali Chakravarti was quite shocked because nobody has asked for something mean as 3 pieces. Measuring only, the Vamanamurti was a dwarf already and his foot looked like a tiny piece of foot. So Mahabali Chakravarti could not believe. Is that all what you want? Are you sure that you want only that much? Vamanamurti confirmed, yes, I want only this. Yadricha labha santushtosmi. I am satisfied with whatever I get as I am a true Brahmana. That's what he says. As I am a true Brahmana, I am satisfied with these 3. Are you willing to give it or not? Immediately, Mahabali Chakravarti gave. The moment he gave and offered that land, piece of land to Vamanamurti, Vamanamurti started to expand. That transformed to Trivikramavatara. ஒன்மிதியில் புனதுருவி ஒருகால் நிற்ப ஒருகாலும் காமரிசி ரவுணனுள்ள தென்மதியின் கடந்த அண்டமீது போகி மேல கதிரவனும் தன்மதியின் தவிர ஓடி தாரகையின் புறந்தடவி அப்பால் மிக்கு ஹி மெஷர்ட் ஆல் த வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் பூஹு புவஹ சுவஹ மஹா ஜனஹ தபஹ சத்ய அண்ட் தட் லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஹிஸ் லெப்ட் ஃபீட் ரீச்ட் சத்யலோக அண்ட் பிரம்மா கிளீன்ஸ் தட் ஃபீட் அண்ட் தட் ஹோலி வாட்டர் இஸ் டுடே கங்கா சோ இட் இஸ் வாமனமூர்த்தி ஹூ எக்ஸ்பேண்டட் டு பி த்ரிவிக்ரமாவதாரா What is the message of Vamanamurti? If Bhagavan will never be idle, he will not keep quiet if he is going to lose his wealth. If he loses his property or his belonging, he will go to any extent to regain them. We are all his belongings. I am not talking about 3 worlds. I am only talking about the Atmans. All the Atmans belong to Paramatma. But we think that we don't belong to him. We are independent of him. This is known as Atmapahara. Mahabali can be pardoned because it was only Kshetrapahara. Whereas what we commit here is Atmapahara. We steal our Atma and we say that we are not your belonging. We are not your property anymore. So Bhagavan will not keep quiet. A person who didn't bother to go and beg to somebody to regain his property, will he leave us alone? And that property was only an insentient land. Whereas here we are talking about the sentient Atman. So Bhagavan, come what may, at any cost, will never agree to lose his property. And because he is a Swami, this is known as Swami Dasa Bhava in Navavida Sambandha. We enjoy 9 inseparable relationship with Paramatma. One of it, Swami Dasa, Pitacha Rakshaka Seshi Bhartagnyayo Ramapadihi Swamyadharo Mamatmacha Bhoktacha Adya Manuditaha. Swami, we are the Sottu, we are the belongings, the properties of Bhagavan, and he is our owner. He is the owner, we are the owned. Owner will never allow anything to let away from him. I may have 10 homes, but still, if there is 1 piece of land, 1 square foot of land taken away by someone, I am in a court for 10 years in a long legal battle. I am willing to. I may have 10 million square feet even, but that 1 square feet matters to me. If I, by the time the legal battle is over, I may not be alive even. Whereas Paramatma, who is ever alive, who is permanent, and forever he is the owner of all this, he will not be idle at all. So we must agree that we all belong to him and we are not independent of him. We are totally dependent on him. So this was the message by Vamana Avatara and the expanded Trivikrama Avatara. You can have one more message here. Vamana Murti shrunk. Vamana Murti, he was a powerhouse. The more you control yourself, the more you can expand. That is also the message here. Puli surunga churungatam payum nu kelli padramulyo. Yattana dooram puli thanna shurikikiradu attana dooram payum. Similarly, Vamana Murti shrunk. He was so small and that was totally a powerhouse. He expanded. When he expanded, he could perform anything. He could perform any feat. இதை நாம புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். ஏன்னா இந்திரியங்களை வந்து அடக்கக்கூடாது அடக்கக்கூடாது அது மாட்டு போறபடி போயிட்டு இருக்கோம் அது அல்ல. நம்முடைய யோக மார்க்கம்ங்கிறதே யூ மஸ்ட் நோ டு கண்ட்ரோல் யுவர் சென்சஸ் சோ தட் யூ கேன் எக்ஸ்பேண்ட் வென் தெர் இஸ் அன் ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி. சோ தட் இஸ் த மெசேஜ் ஃப்ரம் வாமன அண்ட் திரிவிக்ரம அவதார. த நெக்ஸ்ட் இஸ் பரசுராம. நவ் வி ஹவ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட் கிருத யுகா. வி ஆர் கமிங் டு த்ரேதா யுகா. த யுகா சேஞ்சஸ் அண்ட் பிஹேவியர் சேஞ்சஸ் ஆட்ரிபியூட் சேஞ்சஸ். பகவான் ஆல்சோ இஸ் நோன் அஸ் ரோஷராம. வேதாந்த தேசிக இன் இஸ் தசாவதார ஸ்தோத்திரம் சேஸ் ரோஷராம கருணா காக்குத்த. வாட் டு வி லேர்ன் ஃப்ரம் பரசுராம? ஹவு வி ஷுட் நாட் லிவ். திஸ் இஸ் வாட் வி லேர்ன். சோ வாட் இஸ் பரசுராம கிவ் அஸ்? வாட் டஸ் இட் டெல் அஸ்? ஹியர் இஸ் பரசுராம ஹூ வாஸ் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் ஃபியூரி, வாஸ் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் ஆங்கர். அப்டெயின் ஃப்ரம் தட், கண்ட்ரோல் தட் ஆங்கர். இஃப் யூ டூ நாட் கண்ட்ரோல், தென் ஹூ எவர் யூ ஆர், யூ ஆர் பவுண்ட் டு லூஸ். யூ மே பி a skillful person, you may be well learned, well educated, you may be a vidwan, but still if you feel very very angry, if you jump to anything, if you frown, if you are furious, you may lose. The world is not for you. So we must know to control our anger. But there is one more aspect of Sri Parashurama Avatara. He just abided by the words of his father. That's very important. He didn't bother to behead his mother. Finally the mother resurrected. She was given life. But Parashurama acted as per the instruction of his father. So this is the message from Sri Parashurama. Parashurama killed 21 Kshatriyas and he performed Jalatarpana to all of them as a prayaschittam. He confronted Rama, lost to Rama and went to his own Kshetram to perform penances again. This is of Parashurama. Next is Sri Rama Avatara. Rama was an embodiment of compassion. So what should we learn from Rama Avatara? யாந்தி நியாய பிரவருத்தஸ்ய திரியஞ்சோபி சகாயதாம் அபத்தானந்து கச்சந்தம் சோதரோபி விமுஞ்சதி. ஒன் ஹூ டிராவல்ஸ் இன் த ரைச்சுவஸ் பாத் இஸ் ஹெல்ப்ட் பை மங்கீஸ் ஈவன். ஒன் ஹூ டிராவல்ஸ் இன் த கண்டெம்னபிள் பாத் இஸ் லெஃப்ட் இன் த லர்ச் பை ஹிஸ் ஓன் பிரதர் ஈவன். திஸ் இஸ் வாட் வி மஸ்ட் லேர்ன் ஃப்ரம் ராமாவதார. ராவணா வாஸ் ராங், ஹிஸ் பிரதர் லெஃப்ட் ஹிம். ராமா வாஸ் ரைட், மங்கீஸ் டு ஹெல்ப் ஹிம். சோ திஸ் இஸ் த மெசேஜ் ஆஃப் ராமாவதார. பி ஹானஸ்ட், follow the righteous path, uphold the words of your father. Whatever your father tells you, whatever your elders tell you, obey. Obedience is one message of Rama Avatara. Honesty, satya pratignya, talking the truth, being obedient and journeying, traveling in the righteous path, being honest to one and all. This is dharma. I practice dharma. Come what may, I may be subject to sufferings, but still I will only stand by dharma. This is the message of Sri Rama. So whenever you talk about Rama Avatara, we are all moved. The one avatara which can just tie down the whole India, the whole world, would be Sri Rama Avatara. Krishna Avatara is quite enjoyable, but yet you have one shortcoming there. You need to make people realize that in spite of the shortcomings, lying, marrying 16,108 girls, stealing butter, Krishna is still Krishna. We need to make people believe that. Whereas to Rama Avatara, you have no problems of that. He is always a Maryada Purushottam Ram. The mention of Sri Rama will make people bow down and fold their arms. They beg to Rama, here you are a Purushottama. You are my emperor. I am ever willing to be your slave. Raman Nishonna Adimiya Arkrati Yaran Tayar. Adi Penna Arkrata, Aana Arkrata, Kwalandi Arkrata, Periyuna Arkrata, they are willing. Because that's the message of Rama Avatara, that I am in the right path. I only would follow dharma marga and not any day err in my path, not sway in my path. This was the message of Sri Rama. Ramachandranadathile endu kattuk vendiyathu nermai satyam thappanar solle kelpadu moothavanude solla patti kelpadu enna kattam vandalum dharma margathile endu maarama irukkar. This is the message of Sri Rama avatara. Then come Balarama. The name Rama suggests ராமயிதி அபிராமேண வபுஷா தஸ்ய சோதிதா. நவ் வி ஹவ் ஆல்ரெடி எவால்வ் டு கம்ப்ளீட் ஹியூமன் ஃபார்ம். From Parashurama, it's complete human. Parashurama, even though he was complete physically, he was a blend of Kshatriya and Brahmana Dharma. By birth, he was a Brahmana. But by conduct, he was a Kshatriya. A Kshatriya can be angry. A Brahmana must always be patient. Whereas being born as a Brahmana, Parashurama behaved as a Kshatriya. Again, there is a blend there. Even though the physical form was perfect, it was totally human, but the behavior was a blend. But to Ramavatara, he was a Kshatriya, but a Kshatriya was a benevolent king. This king was never treacherous. This king was always benevolent. So, Karuna Kakutstha. Here was a compassionate Rama. Come to the next avatara. Now we shift to Dwapara Yuga, Balarama. The name Rama means Ramayiti Abhiramena Vapusha Tasya Chodita. When Vasishtha had a look at Rama, his beauty prompted Vasishtha to name him as Rama. Rama, Ramayatiti Ramaha. One who brings pleasure to all those who have his darshan. Ramayatiti Ramaha. Now we are talking about Balarama. When we say, mention the word Balarama, he is a pratika. He is an embodiment of Bala. It's mighty power. Balarama held a big plow. That was his weapon in his hand. So Sankarshana, Balarama. Balarama with a weapon of a... He had a plow as his weapon. With that plow, he changed the course of Yamuna Nadi. That would demonstrate the power of Balarama. Balarama once was drunk. He ever drinks. See, he was too drunk on that day. He ordered Yamuna Devi, change your course, come close to me. Yeah. Yamuna said, that's not my nature. I can't do that. I am not created for that. If you don't obey to my words, I will see that you do that. Immediately with his plow, he pulled. And even today there is a place called Ram Ghat in Vrindavana. When you travel from Mathura towards Delhi, in about 20-25 miles, you will find a place called Ram Ghat. And that is the place when Yamuna has changed course. Yamuna would not be straight. She changes her course because it was pulled by Balarama. So when you talk about Balarama, you must know that this Atman has immense power. This Atman is mighty enough to accomplish all his goals. The best human end moksham. But we are wasting it. We must not. We have a short span of time. Within that we must accomplish whatever we want to. We have that power. We have that might to accomplish. But whether we do it or not, whether we travel in the right path or not is what we need to decide. This is about Balarama. The next avatara is Krishna avatara. Krishit bhuvachaka shabdaha. Nascha nirvriti vachakaha. Krish, Krishi is for Bhumi. Nascha nirvriti vachakaha. One who brings pleasure to all the inmates of Bhumi is Krishna. Krishna brings pleasure to all of us, all the inhabitants of Mother Earth. Krishit bhuvachaka shabdaha. Nascha nirvriti vachakaha. Krishna avatara's message is very simple. We all know that this is the only avatara that preached. No other avatara. Krishna avatara only preached the glorious Shastra, Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavan blessed us with 700 holy shlokas and his message is Sarvadharmanu parityajya mamekam sharanam braja aham tva sarupape yo mokshayishyami masuchaha. Now surrender to me. Sarvadharman parityajya. Renounce all the other sadhyantaras. All the other upayantaras. Now surrender to me wholeheartedly. Mamekam sharanam braja. Surrender only to me. Not to many other and me too. Surrender only to me. Sarvadharmanu parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Aham, the almighty Krishna. Tva, the mean, powerless, weak Arjuna. Sarva pape bhyaha, the mighty, countless papa. I will release you of all those papams. Sarva pape bhyo mokshayishyami. I release you all of all. Na samshayaha. There is no doubt in this. Ma shuchaha. Don't be concerned. Don't worry about this. So the message of Sri Krishna is Sharanagati Marga. That's why this shloka is added in Rahasyatraya. In Shiva Ishtama Sampradaya, we talk about the three secret verses. Tirumantram, Dvayam and Charamashlokam. This is the Charamashlokam. Sarvadhanman Parityajya. It's revered as Charamashlokam because it talks about the ultimate sadhana. The ultimate means for liberation. Charama, the ultimate, the last. Charamashlokam, as it talks about the ultimate means of realization, this is Charamashlokam. That means is Sharanagati, Prapatti, Nyasam. By whichever name you call it, it's the same Sharanagati which reaches us to Bhagavan. So, Krishna Avatara's message is Sharanagati Shastra. It's also a Purna Avatara, but not the 11,000 years of Rama. Rama lived for 11,000 years. Krishna lived only for 100 years. There is a small change in the policy of Rama and Krishna. Rama's policy was, I travel in Dharma Marga. I follow Dharma Shastra to establish righteousness. Whereas what Krishna says is, whatever I do is Dharma. Rama would say that, I would follow Dharma. Krishna would say that, Dharma would follow me. Both are right. Yesha veta viddo vipraha, yesha adhyatma viddo janaha, devadanti mahatmanam krishnam dharmam sanatanam. See, Krishna himself is Dharma. He need not follow Dharma. He need not talk the truth. He need not marry one. He need not abide by any rules and regulations, as he is the creator and we are here to abide by and reach him. If these rules do not apply to him at all. It is not that the lawmaker cannot break the law. There is no law. The law itself is made for us. It's not fair for him. The difference in this material world is, lawmakers also are inside the fence of law. But for Bhagavan, he is not inside that at all. He is outside that. All the Muktatmas, the Nityasuris and Paramatma are outside this whole circle itself. So it is for the Baddhatma to be obedient. It is for us to follow. The last avatara is Kalki avatara. Now we can divide it as 9 and 1. 9 in the past and 1 in the future. All the 9 avataras were in the past. But the last avatara is yet to happen. It is in the future. The contents about Kalki avatara are quite little, or quite less. It's not that we have passages and adhyayam of explanation about Kalki avatara. It says that in the central portion of India, in a grama called Shambhala Grama, in a village called Shambhala Grama, he would be born to one Vishnu Yasas. This Kalki avatara would be riding on a horseback. He would be so glorious. He would look like a real warrior. And he with his sword, he changes this entire universe from Kali Yuga to again become Krita Yuga. Don't think that after every Yuga there is going to be deluge. Not at all. That has no relevance to this. There is a particular time. Only after the day of Brahma is over, after a Kalpa Kalam, we will see deluge. That's when we have Pralayam. For every shift from Kali Yuga to Krita Yuga, there will be nothing except for the behavior would change. This is the only change. There will be Satyam, Danam, Tapas and Shaucham again. So this is facilitated by the last avatara, the future Kalki avatara. So we had some time today to talk about the divine message of all the 10 incarnations. These we call as Dashavatara. Kalki avatara is yet to happen. Now we also had the opportunity of having darshan of all these avataras here. We listened to about that. Just listening would not suffice. We are able to have a look of all these 10 avataras. So we pray to the avatari Bhagavan, all the 10 avatarams to bless us all and also the family members of this family. Nallahod part to Alahangat, Moonnirullun Thanirainda, Alli Kamalakkannanai Andhan Kuruhu Chadahovan, Shallapatta Vairathulaveyimpattum Vallargal, Nallabhadattal Manaivalvar, Kondabhandir Makkale. Krishna says, Janma Karmacha Medivyam, Evam Yovetti Tattvataha. Tyaktvadeham punarjanmanaiti mameti sorjuna. Whoever realizes the truth of my janma, my incarnation, and the truth of my past times during that incarnation, that's the last birth to him. And he is never born again. So let's be blessed with avatara rahasya jnana and the message of all